In California, there are billions of reasons for concern. The state needs a short-term bridge loan of as much as $7 billion to avoid running out of money by the end of the month. Today, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and leaders of the legislature are meeting to consider California's options. And that's not all. Next year, state leaders hope to borrow more and pay that money back with revenues from California's lottery. It's a high-stakes bet for everyone involved, as John Myers of member station KQED reports.
For all of California's golden success, it's another story when it comes to the state's lottery.
It's an asset that is underperforming, and I think that as governor, or I think the legislators also, we have a responsibility to make sure that government performs at 100%.
For more than a year, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been hammering on the 23-year-old California lottery. The lottery was created to help public schools, but Schwarzenegger wants to sever that relationship. He would make up the difference by spending more on education out of the state's general fund. The governor's plan would then borrow from Wall Street and pay it back with future lottery revenues.
I think it is my responsibility to look at that and to use that asset, and to use it especially at the time when we have such a crisis, such a financial crisis.
Big bucks, big bucks.
Places like Lachini's Liquor Store in Sacramento see lots of people line up when the jackpot is big, but big jackpots are rare. Compared to other states, California's winnings are small. That's because the ballot initiative that created the California lottery tightly controls the allocation of profits. Less of those profits go back into jackpots than other states, which means less tickets sold and, ironically, even less lottery profits. A deal struck this summer by the governor and the California legislature would change that. It would remove the strict revenue allotments and authorize a borrowing plan known as securitizing lottery revenues. Only three other states have ever tried it, and they borrowed only a fraction of what California wants, at least $10 billion over 2 years.
I think it's a good idea because we haven't faced up to the budget, and this pays off debt.
Democrats like State Assembly member John Laird reluctantly backed the lottery plan because other ways to raise money, like a tax increase, have failed.
It makes it enough money that you could pay off most of the rest of the debt bonds, outstanding mandates, transportation money that's owed back.
But will it work? The crisis on Wall Street has been focused on making credit available for financial institutions, but it's been just as bad, if not worse, for states looking to borrow money. Still, Governor Schwarzenegger's budget director, Mike Genest, is optimistic.
In 6 months or a year, when that lottery proposal is ready to go to the street to be bid, there's still going to be people loaning money. There's going to be money flowing here and there. This is a good investment, we believe.
But will it be a good deal? That remains to be seen, according to Jason Dickerson, who studies lottery issues for the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office of California.
The lottery has substantial profits today, over $1 billion a year, that would provide bond investors with very good security for some amount of borrowing. The question is how much and at what interest rate.
And that's not even the biggest hurdle for the lottery borrowing plan. It must first be approved by California voters in a special election next year. And it's unclear how the public will react to a lottery they thought existed to help schools, not help the state pay off its debt. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.